In local news, there has been another fatality on State Highway 23 this weekend, west of the Newcastle Road intersection on the Hamilton side of the Divvy. Police were called to the scene at 3:10 on Sunday afternoon, with the road closed for most of the afternoon after that. The crash involved a car and a cyclist. The Raglan Surf Life Saving Club has announced they'll be holding their 50th anniversary celebrations on 22nd of October this year. As part of the celebrations, the club's looking to print the history of the club, so if you've got any old photos or information that could be included, get in touch with them at membership@raglansurflifesaving.org.nz. Club's also asking you to get in touch if you'd like to attend as well, so they can put you on the mailing list. As expected, the first batch of Art to Wear tickets sold out on the day last Friday. As always, the biennial event at the Town Hall is super popular with locals. The next batch of tickets will go on sale this Friday, 19th of May, and then after that, the only way to be involved will be to make an outfit and walk it down the catwalk. Luckily, entries will be open until the last minute, but organisers are asking people to let them know as soon as possible if they want to enter. And elsewhere, the first set of highly accurate 3D mapping data for the Raglan and the Waikato region has just been released and will be a game changer for councils and the wider community, says the press release. This set of data, which includes parts of Raglan, is Waikato's first to be published on the Toitū Te Whenua Land Information New Zealand Data Service. Remaining data for the region will be released progressively over the next few months. And technical lead on the project, Regional Council's Brian Clement, said it's going to be great for coastal care groups, gully restorations, community environmental initiatives, education and research, or farm planners, not just councils. And in local sport, the Whangaroa Fire Rugby League team played their second game against the Ngāruawhia Panthers on Saturday. Injuries to key players at the start of the match didn't help, as the boys endured a tough time, going down 22-4. Although it was their second loss, it was far from the worst result in the competition over the weekend, with Tony Faro beating Tigers 80-10. Now, there was no game for the Roosters football team this weekend, but they'll be returning to the field next weekend in the first round of the Scottish Cup knockout competition. And that is the Raglan News for Monday, the 15th of May, 2023.